Last week's reports from UN weapons inspectors provided a mixed picture of Iraq's cooperation on disarmament. Chief Weapons Inspector Hans Blix said the inspections were not free from frictions and that question marks remain. In particular, he mentioned investigations of biological and chemical weapons that are incomplete and inconclusive. Mohammed Al-Douri is Iraq's ambassador to the United Nations. He insists that Iraq is working productively with the UN inspectors.
The whole question of disarmament is a huge one. Certainly, there are some confusions, some questions, and we are now cooperating fully with the inspectors, and we are waiting these so-called benchmarks to answer all questions still to be answered from Iraqi side. So we are working with Mr. Blix, and Mr. Blix did recognize before the Security Council that Iraq is cooperating. In the course of the cooperation, there might be some questions and some difficulties. Both parties will try to overcome them.
Mr. Blix, though, you say he was pleased with your cooperation. Mr. Blix, though, had serious doubts about some of the Iraqi government's compliance. One issue is this recurring issue of interviews with Iraqi scientists. Why not grant the inspectors free access to these scientists?
I am sorry to interrupt you. This is the American position. This is not a Blix one, because right now they have interviews with 28 people without any intervention from the part of Iraq government or any tape recorders, without minders, without anybody. So I think the interview is going very well in a normal way, and nobody complained from that. This is the American the American understanding of things.
Secretary of State Colin Powell last week said that the United States has intelligence that even though the Iraqi government is destroying some of the Al-Samud 2 missiles, they're in the process of building more. What's your response to that?
Well, my response is, if there is any country has any kind of information relating to disarmament, I think the best way is to go to Mr. Blix's team and to give them this information. They are able, I think, to verify all these allegations because they have access without any limit, without any problem, free access anywhere, anytime in Iraq. So they can verify these kind of allegations. And I think that IAEA and ANMOVIC, they did say that they found nothing and these allegations are baseless right now.
Mr. Al-Douri, there are reports today that Iraq has placed explosives at oil fields in Kirkuk in northern Iraq to destroy them if there is a U.S. invasion, a sort of scorched earth campaign. Is that true?
You know, the oil is Iraqi oil, and the benefit from this oil going to Iraqi people. So this is the wealth of Iraqi people. This is the future of Iraqi people. It is a part of the propaganda, American propaganda against my country.
So is it your position, then, that there is nothing more that Iraq could do to help the inspectors in their task?
Well, if there is anything from Iraqi side, we will do whatever we can. We will do our utmost to avoid this war, because we know what are the consequences of this war. Waging this war, that means the destruction of our country, killing of our people, our children, our future. So we will do our best to have this war be avoided. But if not, certainly we will defend ourselves, our country, by all means we have.
Mr. Al-Douri, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
Mohammed Al-Douri is Iraq's ambassador to the United Nations.